As winter winds down, Carnival and Mardi Gras festivals begin. Both of these celebrations are connected with the arrival of Lent, and there are several symbols and trappings that appear in both Carnival and Mardi Gras celebrations, such as beads, necklaces, coins, masks, costumes, marching bands, floats, and parades, and of course, Dixieland jazz. We're told Mardi Gras grew out of the carnival holiday brought to North America by the French in the 1700s. Today, Mardi Gras is celebrated as a holiday around the United States, most notably in Louisiana, where the biggest festival occurs in New Orleans. Mardi Gras has been a part of New Orleans tradition for over 200 years, culminating on Fat Tuesday, that we learn from Dancing in the Street by Maxwell Jackson. It's been a decades-long tradition to celebrate Mardi Gras in Scranton with Dixieland Jazz, with Doug Smith's Dixieland All-Stars. Doug Smith is a celebrated jazz bassist who's been a roster artist with the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts and who was awarded Artist of the Year in Northeastern Pennsylvania by the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts Arts in Education Program. He's performed with a range of great musicians, including Al Cohn, George Young, Cab Calloway, and the list goes on. Doug Smith counts among his all-stars the legendary trumpeter Bobby Baird. Royal Sutton tells us about Bobby Baird's life in music here in northeastern Pennsylvania. He says early on, Bobby was the bugler at Boy Scout Camp Akahela, where he became three-time Pennsylvania state champion trumpeter. He played at the inauguration of President Harry S. Truman. He performed with both Doc Severinsen and Skitch Henderson. Julius LaRosa, another shining star originally discovered on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout Show, became a lifelong close friend of Bobby and his wife. Bobby went on to win many accolades, performing with so many of the country's greatest musical stars, Peggy Lee, Rosemary Clooney, Jack Teagarden, and many of the instrumentalists and vocalists during the heydays of the big band era. Locally, he performed at the Fine Arts Fiesta, the Cherry Blossom Festival, the Kirby Park 4th of July celebrations, and on and on. Bobby Baird is a native of the Wyoming Valley, and he and Doug Smith prepared to perform tomorrow evening. It's a Fat Tuesday Jamboree in Scranton. They stopped in to talk about Dixieland jazz in anticipation, and we began with Bobby's memories of New Orleans.
Years ago when I was there, it was mostly Dixieland jazz. Every place you went, Pete Fountain had a place, Al Hurt had a place. George Brunis, he'd get up on the bar and dance around, and it was just great.
It's not just about Mardi Gras, but that whole Dixieland spirit is so full of life.
It's happy.
And, you know, one of the great things about Dixieland, you know, we do programs in the schools sometimes, so we try to touch on the history and everything a little more. And Dixieland was way ahead of its time in inclusion of minorities. Like, now everybody's trying to get all, not just minorities, but all different ethnicities. And that's how Dixieland began. I mean, you know, down in New Orleans and the park, where people from all over the world had come into that port city and shared their music with each other. So it was it's just a great demonstration of the synergy from such diverse cultures, what can come out of it.
And Bobby, when did you first hear jazz of any kind? Were you a little guy playing?
No, not really. The first time that I ever really heard Dixieland was when I was about 18 or 19. I was in the U.S. Navy band at the time. No, I had heard jazz and big bands, and of course, Harry James was my idol growing up. But I didn't really expose myself to Dixieland, and when I heard it, I loved it because it was happy. You could play the tune, but you could improvise. And if you didn't go too far way out on your choruses, so people could still hum the tune and tap their feet and have a smile on their face, perfect.
And when did you two first come together?
Well, we were talking about that a little bit when we were warming up in the studio. And I guess, Bobby, maybe it was the job you had in Scranton at Farley's, you think?
Yes, my original bass player couldn't make it one day, and I hired Doug. And since then, it's been a marriage.
That was quite a while ago.
Yes. Know, and, oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what year. You know.
And then Jim Dandy's, Doug came up there and played all the time with
us. That was a great,
Lee Vincent was there 1 week, Jimmy Welch 1 week, and then Bobby Beard's Japan.
And, you know, I've been very fortunate. I mean, I can't believe actually how old I am right now. 71.
Just a baby.
Bob's got quite a few years on me. I don't want to tell any secrets. But what I'm so fortunate to have experienced in my life is the tail end of the 50s swing era, all the great jazz musicians that were in the Poconos that I got to play with. And people like Bobby that are, you know, they say, oh, keep up the tradition. Well, Bobby is living tradition. I mean, he's living history. And to be able to learn from Bobby and Frank Casti and people like that, it's just been such a very fortunate experience for me.
Doug, you have different ensembles and different musicians, but there is an incarnation which is Dixieland-oriented.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I actually wear quite a few different hats, which I just love all kinds of music. I mean, I love everything from totally improvised music down to the older traditional music that we play. But I really respect and have grown to have a real fondness for Dixieland. My first band that I put together that was Dixieland when I wasn't playing with Bobby was at Skytop Lodge, where we've been for 28 years now, it's hard to believe. And they wanted a little Dixieland band downstairs in their little tap room. And that's when Bobby and Frank and Howie Collins and some of those folks were playing with me. But then, of course, Bobby has his own band.
It's a tradition, Doug, for you to play on the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday somewhere. And it was a wonderful gig at the bowling lanes.
Yeah, the bowling lanes, the Southside bowling lanes for many years. And actually, I sort of inherited that job. That was, I don't know if you ever played down there with
I think once or
some
twice.
Of the folks.
Yes.
But that went for 20-some years down there. And then they kind of got away from it. And, you know, now we have on our schedule, we're playing at Seidel's in Westside, Scranton. And that information is on our website, lexingtonentertainment.org. And as you mentioned, it is the day before Ash Wednesday. And it just also happens Ash Wednesday is Valentine's Day this year.
Right.
Yeah, it's a weird coincidence. But that's on 1202 North Main Avenue on February 13th. And we play from about 7 to 10:30. And if people do want to go, they should make reservations because they have a lot of authentic New Orleans-style Cajun food, and they usually, you know, reservations are full.
And we just announced on the air today that you'll be at the Ice Festival as well up in Clark Summit not too long thereafter.
Right, yeah, and Bobby is doing that job with me, and that's fun. We always play at Garrity's Supermarket, and I love playing in situations where people normally won't expect to see a band. Because so many kids and people that never would ever hear live music or Dixieland, they're checking out. They have to hear us. They don't have any choice.
Yeah, we're right at the checkout counter.
It's really fun to do jobs like that. And those folks do a great job running that festival. They've really expanded it.
Doug, who will be playing with you on those 2 days?
Yeah, it's not the same exact personnel. But when we play at the Ice Festival at Garrity's, that'll be Bobby. Frank Casti used to play with us, but he can't make it this year. Tom Hamilton will be playing probably soprano saxophone, and Gary Richner will be playing trombone. Dr. Ed Cosmo plays banjo and then bass.
Tell us about the various sonorities that we can expect. What would be typical for a Dixieland lineup?
The typical would be the front line, which would be clarinet, trumpet, trombone, rhythm, bass, piano, drums, and occasionally we used at our concerts that we used to do at Wilkes at the Dart Center, did one every year for 5 years. Occasionally we would use a banjo, and I would bring up one of the greatest that I've ever heard, and he's passed now, but Al Smith. He used to come up from Bear, Delaware, and play the concert with us.
What did the banjo add?
Oh, much, much, much joy and happiness and foot stamping. And of course, Al told a few stories. He was just like your corner grocer, you know, and he'd just play. The people loved him.
And, you know, following up on what Bobby said about the front line, the three horns and everything, one of the cool things about Dixieland is, now I play straight ahead regular swing, and that's a little more, usually the rhythm section will play, the melody will be played by someone, then each person takes a solo. The cool thing about Dixieland is quite often, and even in the melody in the first time through, everybody doesn't play the melody. Everybody has their own part that they just know from experience. And it's almost like a Bach chorale, really, because, you know, you've got the trombone on the bottom, the clarinet on top, the trumpet in the middle, and so forth, and the bass on the bottom. And no one ever plays, almost rarely do two horns play the same thing. They're always intertwining and trying to make everything full and nice and spread out. So it's a really unique style of improvisation. You know, even when the melody is played, there's improvising going on.
And name some of those great tunes that we'll hear or that you wouldn't want to ever not be playing, Bobby. What do you love?
Oh, I like Back Home Again in Indiana, 5'2". Of course, the Saints Go Marching In.
What's that march melody that we did that time?
Washington and Lee Swing and Bourbon Street Parade.
Yeah, which leads back to the John Philip Sousa influence of the early 1900s. You know, that kind of was borrowed from Europe, that music, and turned into Dixieland and you know, influenced it too.
Well, you have to play When the Saints Go Marching In.
Oh, yeah, we usually end with that, and sometimes people will march around and everything. At some point, we usually do that.
In the 80s, my band, we played at the Grog Shop on North Main Street in Wilkes-Barre, and we've always packed the place on Wednesday nights. And I don't know if you remember Joey I. Infantino, my trombone player. He would lead the crowd out the front door on the Main Street, walk around the side, and come in Northampton Street, and they just loved it. And we always used to say, make sure you stay in step.
A recording by Harry James Band of When the Saints Go Marching In. Harry James has had an impact on Bobby Baird. He may call him his trumpet hero. And so we're hearing the recording of Saints with Harry James. But we remind you that these are Doug Smith, Dixieland All-Stars. And you can hear them tomorrow night celebrating Mardi Gras at Seidel's, North Main Avenue in Scranton, 7 to 10:30. Fat Tuesday celebration, Doug Smith's Dixieland All-Stars with trumpeter Bobby Baird and company, 1202 North Main Avenue, Seidel's in Scranton. They'll be in the Abingtons in Clark Summit on Sunday, February 18th for the Festival of Ice. And as we heard, they'll be performing in Garrity's Supermarket, 100 Old Lackawanna Trail. And that's Doug Smith's Dixieland All-Stars with trumpeter Bobby Baird, the Festival of Ice, 1 to 3 on Sunday afternoon, February 18th. Tuesday, February 13th, tomorrow, a Mardi Gras event featuring Doug Smith's Dixieland All-Stars with trumpeter Bobby Baird at Seidel's, 1202 North Main Avenue in Scranton, 7 to 10:30. And then Sunday, February 18th, 1 to 3 at Garrity's Supermarket for the Festival of Ice in Clark Summit, the 14th annual Festival of Ice, Doug Smith's Dixieland All-Stars. For more information, on the web. LexingtonEntertainment.org, LexingtonEntertainment.org.